Healing.
It is impossible to heal without getting to know yourself, without asking those really tough questions of yourself. Hold on, I need a sip of water. Have you had your sip of water today? By the way, I'm wearing all yellow for healing. It is my favorite color. It is through buying yellow things that helped me heal. Honestly, I bought everything yellow that I could ever find. Yellow dog bed, yellow hammock, yellow outfits, yellow covers, yellow water bottles, yellow bracelet, yellow everything, everything, yellow bags. I have a lot of yellow things and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yellow's always has caught my eye. Of course, I'm a Leo sun, all of that. But yeah, so healing, it helped me heal, really. You will. But healing is a very, very long journey. I don't think healing ever stops. I've joked many times and said, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm good, I'm good, I'm healed. There are some things that, you know, I joke about, but in all seriousness, I don't think that one can ever be truly 100% healed, just as one cannot ever be truly self-aware 100% of the time. You know, we're human beings. It occurs to us to not be healed one day and we won't be healed. We go back to just like an addiction, right? Just as like an alcoholic can spend 10, 20 years without sipping a sip of liquor, of alcohol, and then one day he falls out the wagon. And, you know, same thing. It's a journey. You go up, you go down, you go up, you go down. The trick is to have more ups and downs and not be up and down all the time. So if you're having more ups than downs, that's good. You're healing. So we're established, we're forever healed. But what triggers us into wanting to heal, into wanting to stop the cycle? That's Benji walking around. What triggers someone to do that? I think it's many different things and it's different for everyone. But it's either once you've learned enough that you cannot ignore it. It's either when you've hurt enough that you cannot ignore it. It's either when something so traumatic happened in your life that you have to know. It's like you have no other choice but to heal. That's when you heal. That's when you start. That's the start of your journey. When you just really, really, really want to. Our desires really drive us, right? Our desires really... Sometimes it takes control of our entire lives, and it really takes on a life of its own, our desires. And if we allow it to, if we go with the flow, if we're going with the tide, not against it, if we're letting ourselves experience, if we're just going forward in an ongoing movement, just like the universe is always expanding. The universe is expanding, but not in a way, I guess, if it ties together going forward, right? Because we're just gaining more knowledge of ourselves as we go through the journey, as we go through the healing, as we begin to heal. We have to be self-aware that we're not healed yet, but we have to believe that there is a healed version of ourselves out there, a very, you know, as healed as you can be, right? Your best version of yourself, right? You know, and the journey is long. It takes meditation, it takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of patience with yourself, a lot of tough questions to ask yourself. Healing, you cannot lie to yourself when you're healing. If you're truly healing, you have to stop lying to yourself. People don't even know what their true their what who they truly are anymore. I see that everywhere. Like, but wait, but you said that to yourself. You're saying that to yourself about who you are. Is that what you truly believe? It's a healing is a choice every single day that you have to take. You have to wake up, open your eyes. I choose to heal myself from opening TikTok every morning while I'm still in bed, while before I even brush my teeth. Am I choosing to heal that part, or am I gonna choose to just do nothing in my bed for an hour before I decide to stand up and I dread it and I go in and do I? That's a, healing you. It's not just about the traumas. It's not just about the thing. It's not just the big things. When you really start, you kind of have to start small. You kind of have to pace yourself. You kind of have to take your choices, grab your choices by the balls. Grab them by the balls. Grab your choices by the balls and say, this is my choice to heal. I want to heal. Benji, you're gonna leave my money. Sorry, is my doggy, my baby, my baby doggy, my Benji. You have to really choose every day to heal every single moment, every single choice. Do I choose this or choose that? And when you start, it's exhausting. It's exhausting. You get sad out of nowhere. You feel emotions everywhere. You just open up so many doors. But that's the good thing. You want to open up those doors that's in your mind, those boxed away boxes that you put of memories that you never tap into because it hurts too much because of this, because of that. Healing is doing that. Healing is doing the work. Healing is talking to yourself, and no one, no matter how much money you have, no one can do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. You're the only person that can put in the work. Just you. Just you. No one else can do it for you. You can't pay somebody to do it. You can't persuade somebody to do it. You can't. You have to put in the work. But my friends, I guarantee you, it is beautiful on the other side. It is beautiful. Starting sucks. Going through it sucks. There's some days you're just like, I kind of want to be oblivious today. And then you are oblivious that day because you choose to. At the end of the day, healing is powerful. Healing takes very high levels of emotional intelligence. Healing takes meditation. Healing takes you getting to know yourself. Healing takes a lot of your energy. And you start by with small things, like I said, when you wake up. But also tap into those big emotions. Tap into those traumatic events in your life. When I ask you, what's a traumatic event in your life? What's the first thing you pop up? What's the first thing that pops up? Clean house, man. Clean house. There is no need for you to be carrying that big bag of trauma with you everywhere you go. No need to do that. You can tap into that force that's within you, that strength, and say, no, I don't want to suffer I have no desire to suffer from my traumatic events in my life anymore. No. I've done a lot of work. I've been through a lot. Great. I'm thankful I've went through a lot because it's made me who I am today. Change the narrative. And the more you change the narrative of the traumatic event, even if it's, I am a believer that even if it's really bad, the traumatic events, it's really bad. You, one thing, you find it, that one thing, one little thing that is good. Controversial? I don't know. But there is that one little thing. Oh, that almost happened to you. So that didn't happen to you. That's good, right? Oh, I'm bad with examples. You guys know I'm bad with examples. I have to. I'm good with examples. I'm good with examples. Examples come to my mind very easily. Examples come to my mind very easily. But yeah, I mean, but it is your choice. You can live in that suffering set of mind and that suffrage of ideals and those bad negative thoughts, or you can choose to heal every little thing. You can choose to clean house. Think of your mind as a house. Is your house organized? Is your house dirty? What's inside of the drawers? What's in the closets? What's in the attic? What's in the bathroom? What is your house? What is the energy of your house? What does your house smell like? Think of your mind as a house. Is your house clean? Is your house dirty? Is your house this? Is your house that? Think of it. Think of it. Think of it. And if you don't like those answers, when you answer them honestly to yourself, because you don't gotta tell me, it's none of my business. This, again, is a work only you can do, and it's a work that pertains to you, to your mind. Not me, not your friends, not your mom, not your husband, not your wife, not your spouse, nobody. It's a work that pertains to your mind, to you only. So you ask yourself questions, deep questions. Do I like, and if you don't like the answers, if you don't like those answers, there you go. There is an opportunity to heal. Then if you don't like the answer, well, then why do I do that if I don't like to be that way? Why am I that way if I don't want to be that way? Is it because of the trauma? Is it because that person? Is it because you will see that it's always outside, always, not 9 times out of 10, it's always outside circumstances that leads you to, it's like you saying to, like, not wanting to heal, not, it's like you're saying, like, life is happening to you, life is happening to you. No, life is happening for you. Life is life. Experience life. We're here to experience pain. We're here to experience anger. We're here to experience love. We're here to experience envy. We're here to experience every feeling. We're just here to experience, period. You are here to experience. There's nothing after that. You're just here to experience. So experience. Open yourself to it. Open yourself to it. Because what if after that negative, that bad thought, that trauma came something really good? What if that happening to you opened like 3, 5, 7, 10 doors years ahead? What if you doing the mental work, what if that one positive thought that you have a day that you choose to have, like, let's just start small, dude. One little positive thought a day sets off an abundance of positivity to come to you. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you learned something. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening to Hammock Talks with DJ. I'm DJ. Thank you.